This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Scripps National Spelling Bee started today, and the man pronouncing words for the 245 contestants is from Colorado. Jacques Bailey won the national title himself in 1980 when he was an eighth grader in Denver. Now he is its lead pronouncer, but before he gets to the big words, he tries to put the spellers at ease.
I can greet them by name, and then I just try and catch their eye and smile at them. And if they seem particularly nervous, I'll actually ask them to take a deep breath with me, and that often works.
Colorado has two contestants in this year's National Spelling Bee, Cooper Edwards of Longmont and Udidi Muthukumar of Westminster. Colorado has been running really large Tabor surpluses recently. This year, lawmakers made new plans for some of that money. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state legislature has to give the Tabor surplus back to taxpayers in one way or another. Maybe the best known method is Colorado's Tabor refunds, which have been worth anywhere from a couple hundred to a couple thousand bucks per household lately. But this year, lawmakers are using the surplus to fund major new programs. Nearly $1 billion a year may now go to a tax credit for low-income families with kids, along with some other new social benefits too. Surplus money will also be used to pay for an income tax cut and various business incentives. All that will mean smaller Tabor refunds. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Denver tonight, there's a slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly clear and 52 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a 30% chance for afternoon storms and a high of 83. This is CPR News.